It is Wednesday and time for Current State's Neighbors in Action segment, where we feature people and organizations working to make our community a better place. Today, we feature the International Friendship Program at Michigan State University. The IFP is an organization that aims to ease the transition for international students and connect Lansing residents with the world by sponsoring cross-cultural friendships. Here to tell us more about the program is Pam Sievers, a committee member with the International Friendship Program. Joining Pam is Cindy Walter, a longtime participant and academic advisor in MSU's Department of Linguistics and Languages. Also with us, Faibors Dhanashvar, Cindy's current friend from the International Friendship Program. Welcome, one and all.
Good morning. Thank you.
Pam, give us a brief overview of the IFP program here at MSU. How long has it been around?
The IFP program, first of all, is part of Community Volunteers for International Programs, which is the broader umbrella organization that serves to build bridges and links the international students with the community and vice versa. I imagine that the IFP program, truthfully, has probably been around a good 40 years or so. And to be honest, I don't know exactly how it started, but it would be logical to assume that it would have been the result of professors and their families reaching out, extending a hand to newly arrived international students here on MSU's campus.
Faibors, when did you arrive here from Iran?
I was here and this is my third year living in East Lansing. And after first year, I met Cindy from CVIP program, and I had a chance to get involved with American family more close and.
But you said 10 years ago?
3 years ago.
3 years ago, so, I beg your pardon. Okay.
And now it's about 2 years that I know Cindy and their family. And to me, that was a very good experience of having sense of being with the family. I have many friends over here, but those are not going to give me the sense of having family. Cindy and Todd were like my... And they acting me like as their child and...
Surrogate family.
Yeah.
Almost. How challenging was that when you first got here? Did you feel pretty isolated?
No. We had a very good community over here. Iranian students have a Persian Student Association over here.
Okay.
So they help a student, newcoming a student to be settled down easily for the first days. But those connections are totally different with having their family.
Cindy, what sorts of things do you guys do together?
Well, we have two children. They're both teenagers. And what we hope to do is help Faibors get a glimpse of life outside of campus in American community in a typical American home. And so we invite him often to just things we're already doing. He had Thanksgiving with us when we first met. He goes to sporting events that my son's participating in. He has come to theater productions with my daughter. He helped us prepare for holidays just to get kind of the traditions that a lot of American families participate in.
How often do you get together?
We shoot for once a month. He's pretty busy with his research as a PhD student. So sometimes it goes a little longer, but we're Facebook friends, so I know he travels a lot, too, when he has weekends and breaks. So.
As it should be, I think.
So I always know what's going on, even if we don't see each other as often as we would like.
Pam, how does the program work? How do you identify who gets paired with whom?
You know, we have an application process that can be found on our website, and I'll share that information in a minute. But we ask both applicants and students similar types of questions, so we can match as often as we can based on common interests. Occasionally there might be some preferences, but we really try to get a good feel. All of the students are personally interviewed by committee members. All of our volunteers are personally interviewed by committee members, so that we really try to sit down then and look and see, this individual enjoys more of the cultural things. And so this student enjoys theater
sporting
and
events,
dance or sporting events. So we really try to match based on what we feel are common interests as well, frankly, as some logistical challenges too.
How many participants do you have right now?
Right now, it would be fair to say that we probably still have around 200 participants, because we do expect each year we match around 80 students. And the expectation is that both the friend and the student commit to it for a year. But we know that the majority of the students who are remaining on campus after the year remain in those friendships for a period of time. But we do match about 80, but it would be fair to assume that we would have, based on our feedback, probably at least 200 still in some kind of ongoing relationships.
It's Neighbors in Action here on WKAR's Current State. We are learning about the International Friendship Program here at Michigan State for Neighbors in Action. Farrah Bors, how did the reality of living in the United States differ from your expectations before you arrived? Mm-hmm. Was it profoundly different? Was it about what you expected? What?
What I know about living in the U.S. was most related to Hollywood movies.
We've heard that so many times.
But actual life, the experience, especially with Cindy and her family, was very close to the same style of living we have in our country.
Okay. So. And what have you learned from being a part of the International Friendship Program?
Most of the things that I learned was about the U.S. cultures. For example, I didn't know anything about Thanksgiving or Independence Day. So we get together for those holidays and we spend more time, and they let me know more about those cultures.
Mm-hmm. Cindy, how does that make you feel, hearing Farrah Bors say that life here actually resembles life back home?
I think that's really great.
In the family way.
Right, anyway, right. Yeah. Farrah Bors is very close to his family. We actually had the good fortune of meeting his parents.
Oh,
I've never
great.
Been able to do that before with our students we've hosted. They were here for about 5 months visiting. Mm-hmm. And that was just a great way to get a glimpse into the relationships and how much, just being human, we're similar, and how families often, we tend to focus on the differences. But it's wonderful to see the commonalities we have.
How many different international friends have you made through this program?
I've hosted probably about 11 years. So usually I'm hosting students that are only here for a semester or a year, but in the case of Farrah Bors, he's here for a longer amount of time. So probably a good 12 to 15 students over time.
What are you studying, Farrah Bors?
Biosystem engineering.
I'm sorry?
Biosystem engineering.
Okay, biosystems engineering. Pam, where does your funding come for International Friendship Program?
Well, fortunately, we keep our funding very low, but we do get some nice support from the Office for International Students and Scholars here on campus. But we don't have a lot of costs related to this. We are an all-volunteer, staffed-led organization. So the only funding that we ever look for is assistance to buy some minor refreshments when we have our orientation meetings in the course of the year. And that's really about our only funding. We do get certainly some computer support through MSU's Office of International Students and Scholars.
And if people are interested in getting involved, Pam, how do they go about it?
Well, our best suggestion is to call the office, the CVIP office, which is a volunteer-staffed office. If you get a recording, please just leave your name and someone will get back to you. But the number is 353-1735, 353-1735. Our website is cvip.msu.edu. And when you look at that page, the CVIP page, you will see the links to the various programs in the upper left, and you'll find a link there for the International Friendship Program.
Sounds like a really enriching experience for everybody involved, and we commend all of you for being involved in it. Pam Sievers is a committee member with the International Friendship Program. Cindy Walter is a longtime participant in IFP, and Farrah Bors Donishvar is Cindy's current friend from the International Friendship Program. Thanks to all of you for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Good luck. We could always use more nominations, and we know there are people and organizations out there that are doing excellent work, but we just don't know about them. Please help us out and tweet us suggestions at KAR Current State, or send us an email, currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work that they do.